Friends, understanding the Bible requires careful and honest application of reasonable principles. Otherwise, the Bible can be misunderstood and even misrepresented. For their own agenda, some have deliberately taken words or an event out of the immediate or overall biblical context to build an odd teaching contradicting the genuine, straightforward intent. This causes confusion and even injustices. Distorted biblical teachings have been used to advocate racism, apartheid, and other ugly ideologies or false teachings about God or the Christian life. In Genesis, the first book of the Bible, God clearly promised salvation to our first parents for all mankind through a new Adam. Later, after the judgment of the universal flood, Abraham was called to establish the line of the new Adam to bless all families of the earth. This was to take place many generations later. Yet 700 years before his coming, the Israelite people had drifted away from the all-inclusive objective of God's saving plan. The 56th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah addressed a very serious misunderstanding of God's plan for humanity, saying, "Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for soon my salvation will come, and my righteousness be revealed." Divine civilian laws in the Old Testament Torah required care for aging parents, the needy, and even for foreigners. This reflected God's care and saving plan for all peoples. The Israelites were chosen to serve that plan. They were to keep justice and do righteousness. These words were to steer them back to the service of God's preparation for the coming of the Savior. The Lord reminded them, "For soon my salvation will come and my righteousness be revealed." The prophet continues to point out God's saving initiative that makes no distinction between believers. He says, "Let not the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord say, 'The Lord will surely separate me from his people.' And let not the eunuch say, 'Behold, I am a dry tree.' For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose the things that please me and hold fast my covenant, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off." The prophecy goes on to speak of God's same blessing to the foreigners who faithfully trust and obey the Lord. It says, "For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." The Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel declares, "I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered." Friends, it is obvious that Isaiah's divine message rebuked those who thought that they alone are favored by the Lord. For God's true intent was to bless the foreigners and even the socially despised, childless eunuchs. Isaiah's prophecy speaks of non-Israelite believers coming to God's temple saying, "These I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." Throughout his ministry, Isaiah provided many illustrations of the coming of the Messiah Savior, Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace, who would present himself to suffer as the Lamb of God, taking away the sins of believers from among all races, peoples, and nations. Jesus made clear that he fulfilled Isaiah's prophecies, applying to himself the words from Isaiah's 61st chapter. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Hallelujah.